First this week, we meet Colin McCormick, who has created his own website about the city of Plymouth. So, Colin, why have you decided to build this website?
I felt that there were very few web pages that had many pictures of the internet. There was lots of words, but very little in the way of pictures. So I've been running around with a digital camera taking some nice photographs. And it's had quite a good response. I guess about 100 people a week visiting this web page, and quite a lot of messages from people all over the world.
Now, you see a lot of familiar pictures of Plymouth, which are taken for postcards, for tourist guides, that sort of thing. But you've taken it upon yourself to use different angles and some things you don't find in the tourist guides.
Well, there's pictures which are fairly predictable, I suppose, around the Hoe. And one I've just added recently, which is the Mayflower Steps, because so many Americans asked me to put that one on, even though you tell them they're not in the place that they were when the pilgrims left. But yes, I've got some more unusual pictures there that you wouldn't think of as tourist pictures. Things like the Panier Market, which is actually surprisingly attractive, and other bits and pieces just around Plymouth and the, like I say, parts of Dartmoor. Even those bits that look quite bleak, Dartmoor, after all, is more than just a tourist attraction. It is a wilderness, really.
Let's see what you've got on the website, and as we'll do with each of these features, is give you the opportunity to write down the website address as we go through the series. The familiar sound of the modem doing its work to enable us to log on. What's the first thing we'll see when we get to the website?
The first thing you see is a few words with some fairly low-resolution pictures of the sites around Plymouth. The reason I've done it that way is if I did very high-resolution pictures, it would take too long to download. So the idea is you can look at the web page quite quickly. You'll see everything, hopefully, in a minute or two. And then any of the pictures that particularly interest you, you can click on them and see them in very high resolution. And I've got no complaints at all if people like to print them out. That's quite okay. I've had the page going since, the beginning of 99, and it's had over 7,000 hits, which may not sound a lot compared to business sites, but for a private web page, a home page, that's not bad going. Obviously, there's real interest in this.
But if people find your website, they really do want to look at it, and they're not idly looking through the internet to see what's there.
Well, I can hope so. Certainly by the amount of guest book signings I get, it means that people really are reading the web page and looking at the web page and enjoying it.
Well, Colin, thanks very much for inviting me around to your home and telling us the ins and outs of the website. We'd better give that all-important website address, hadn't we?
The web address, I've set up a simple way to get there so that it's much easier to type in than most of them are. If you go to the top of the web browser where you type in the web address, you can type in http://crowd.to/Plymouth. And you'll find on most web browsers you don't even need the complicated HTTP bit. So all you have to type in on most web browsers is crowd.to/Plymouth.
Thank you very much indeed, Colin. Most interesting, and I'm sure that I'll certainly be spending more hits looking at the glorious views of Plymouth on rainy days especially.
Thank you for that. I do plan on keeping the webpage up to date with new pictures over time as well.